Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
You know, I know that I picked the music for the opening, but I feel like someday I've got to like stand up and be in a space where I can just dance while I'm waiting for the intros to come in. And I am Heather, your transformation guide on the road to awesomeness. This is Illuminate Your Worth. So the transformation guide on becoming the bright light that you are. And don't try and deny it, my friends. I can see it. And you are meant to shine in some way. And that's why we're here. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. So you're always welcome to leave comments, come to this chat room, wherever you are. I'm always welcome comments and feedback. Even if you don't like something, tell me. Like, I'm not going to get upset about it. And today, this is a good one. This one came to me as I was meditating. It's interesting. So if you know anything about human design, I've been diving into the world of human design. And it is a rabbit hole. So unless you're ready to dedicate some hours to it, don't do it. Just trust me that it's a very interesting place to go. And I was reading today about my human design. And where was I going with this? I remember, yes, about my brain and how my brain, for my creativity to flow, my brain needs space. And I think this is actually true of everyone. It has nothing to do with human design. I think, and I've talked about this before, how brains are factories. They're not warehouses. So when we keep a lot of information and we're trying to keep track of everything in our brain, we're trying to store it all in our heads, we don't have any space to make anything, right? We don't have any space for ideas or creativity. And our brains are also designed in this way that whether you believe the left, right brain, that whole thing or not, if you're working on a task and you're intensely task oriented, it's difficult for creativity, the creative part of your brain, to do anything because the task part of your brain is working. This came from a book that I read called Be More, Do Less. I will check the author at some point if I think of it. But your brain, so I'm in meditation, and this is where a lot of my reflective thoughts come from. And this is where today's came from. And it's called Rewire Your Mind. And you can rewire your mind. So we were talking recently about how your brain is a tool. It's not the boss. It's not the boss. Your brain is a tool that's been given to you to navigate through your life and to do the things. And it's created this world for itself that it thinks it's in charge of everything. It thinks that it gets to make all the decisions and it gets to run around like some kind of crazy monkey. In yoga, we do call it the monkey mind. The vrittis, you know, your mind is popping all over the place like a monkey in a candy store or something. And we think that that's just the way our brain is. But you can actually train your brain. And the Rewire Your Mind, I'm talking about mantras. Yes, they probably are most well known from the yoga world. But you know, anything can be a mantra, right? Anything can be a mantra. I'm looking around my office because I have little stickers everywhere and I have little things all over the place to remind me. And they really are mantras. So where is one? So letting go of being right is one of the ones over there on the wall. Letting go of being right. So that's personal for me. You know, if it doesn't resonate for you, that's okay. Your mantras are some, and they don't have to be in some strange Sanskrit language or foreign language. Your mantras should feel like they should resonate for you. And if the way that you use mantras is through repetition, right? Repetition is how your brain learns things. And I've used these examples before where when you were learning to write, you had to do it a lot, right? You had to figure out how to hold a pencil. Like, we didn't come built with pencils in our hands. We had to figure out how to hold a pencil. What's the right way to hold a pencil? Too much pressure, a little less pressure, a little more pressure, a little squiggly, a little jaggly. But we, through repetition, figured out how to write relatively smoothly. And we can learn it again. I learned how to write with my right hand. I am left-handed, but now I'm ambidextrous because I broke my wrist. And I thought, well, this is a perfect opportunity to learn to write with my other hand. So this repetition, the way our brain learns things is through repeating things. And we see it on the outside all the time. But what we don't often realize is that we can use that repetition to rewire our brains to be more supportive, perhaps is a good way to say it. Supportive in what we want our lives to look like. So if our brain has been allowed to run wild and free and do whatever it wants, it may be telling us stuff in repetition, like a mantra, that's not true, right? It could be telling us things like, you're not good enough. Who do you think you are? Oh my God, I saw this yesterday. Who do you think you are? I think I am Heather. Who do you think you are? This is some, and it might not even be your voice, but you've picked it up as your voice. And it's a mantra that you hear in your head and you don't even recognize it. The who do you think you are mantra. Do, 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 going on and on and in the back of your head. If we didn't find a way to overcome that mantra, nobody would ever get anywhere or improve or try something new. Every time you tried something new, every time you tried to shine in Australia, I loved this actual saying they have the tall poppy syndrome. I have some coaches that I've worked with in Australia, and tall poppy syndrome, I was like, whoa, what's that? So if a pop tall poppy syndrome, if the poppy grows taller than all the other ones, they'll chop its head off. It's like, ah, so it's like sticking your neck out, right? Going out on a limb. They all sound dangerous. And that's that who do you think you are voice? Who do you think you are to stand taller than everyone else? Who do you think you are to shine brighter than everyone else? You are supposed to shine. If you shine brighter, maybe everybody else will shine brighter too, right? So is there a mantra already playing in your head and you don't even realize it? This is the magic of intentionally choosing something to repeat to yourself and not just listening to the podcast and then saying, oh, that was interesting, and then not doing anything. I've tried to give you things to that aren't too challenging, aren't going to overload you, aren't going to cause you extra strain or stress. My thinking about the suggestions I offer you is, hey, this sounds like it could work for me. I'm going to try it for a while. And it's going to take a little time. Habits don't develop overnight, right? Habits develop over time. And so when you're doing a rewiring of your brain, it's almost like when you're trying to go to the gym and get a six pack. It's going to take a little bit of time, depending on how much work you've already done on that six pack. And I was thinking about this topic actually because a friend of mine who I took out camping, we were talking about practices that we've done in the past. And she used to do in 5 days a week, she would get online in a Zoom room at like, I think it was 9 in the morning. And I can't remember what she called it, but it was like a morning power up. Oh, that's what it's called, the power up group. And whoever wanted to come could come. And basically, for 15, 20 minutes, it was just practicing mantras. And her favorite one that she always used was, It's a beautiful day, and I'm okay. And it was a great way to start the day, let me tell you. We didn't try to have, connection and collaboration and networking in these meetings. We were just there to charge up our day. And she would use examples, she was just like, look out the window. No matter what it looks like outside, just think to yourself, it's a beautiful day and I'm okay. It's a beautiful day and I'm okay. And go until it becomes kind of like this hypnotic sense of it's a beautiful day and I'm okay. And when we were camping, she was telling me the story that she used that for a period of a few months before she started the Power Up group. And she was shocked. Even though she was doing it with the intention of improving, she was shocked by how much it shifted her feelings and her energy and just like her outlook on life. Because she must, I mean, I'm going to assume here that she probably had some other narrative playing in her head and she needed to change the station. And the narrative we have playing in our head, unfortunately, doesn't have a lot of variety to it, right? It's like when someone puts the same song on repeat over and over until you're like, I'm so sick of this song. I can't listen to it one more time. We used to do that when we were teenagers, right? 45s. Does everybody remember what a 45 is? You only had the one song, so you played it over and over. Kids, if you don't know what a 45 is, just ask ChatGPT. It knows everything. But she changed the station and she chose this other song to play in her head over and over again until it became, her brain switched from whatever the old story was to this new story of it's a beautiful day, no matter what the weather is. Because what's the option? And I'm okay. And even if it's not how you want the day to be, you might still be okay. I had a client, this just popped into my head. I had a client when I was in massage school. So when I was in massage school, we did, in our final semester, we did a clinic once a week for seniors. And they got to come in, and I don't know if it was free or they got a really good price or something, even cheaper than a regular student massage. And I had these two ladies whose names were literally Mrs. Black and Mrs. White. And I saw them every single week. And they couldn't have been more the opposite ends of the scale. And it was so fascinating. They were around the same age. Both of them had, probably in their 80s. And both of them had the physical things that can come to you in your 80s. And Mrs. Black was always fine. Everything was great. Everything was beautiful. I'm alive and I'm happy. Mrs. White, everything is terrible. My life sucks. And so I would see them one right after the other. And I just thought, wow, it's so fascinating that people can have such similar, now I didn't know every single thing about their lives, but such similar places in their lives and be so opposite ends of the scale. And I believe that it really had to do with what they played in their head. You know these people whose constant narrative is what's wrong. If you're always have a constant narrative of what's wrong, what is that soundtrack you're listening to? And wouldn't it be nice to change the station? I know some of us have an attachment to the negative. I get it. I've seen it. I've experienced it. People who don't know what to do when life is going well, so they need to find something that's not going well. Even if life is fabulous, they really need to find something, because that makes them feel safe. Go back and listen to the episode on transitions where we were talking about safety. It makes them feel safe to be able to pick out the negative, because we do have this weird thing in society, in North America anyway. It's like, oh, if things are going too well, that means something bad is coming. So if you find it in advance, does that mean that if you find the bad thing, does that mean that you nothing bad is going to happen to you? Wow, that's pretty epic right there. That thought that just came out of my face. Contemplate on that one. Yeah. Are you looking for the bad thing before it happens so that you don't have to, have it be a surprise? Whoa, that's crazy. Why does something have to go bad? Why does it have to turn bad? Why can't it always just stay nice all the time? Why can't you just see the good everywhere? Even when other people are seeing the bad. You can be the tall poppy. I won't cut your head off, right? We we are funny things, we human beings. We are funny, funny things. So everyone is susceptible to programming, my friends. Everybody is susceptible to it. We all have our own narrative playing in the back of our head. So what we're going to do after the break is we're going to talk about how we maybe can rewrite these things, how to recognize when we're telling ourselves something that's not actually real. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. We will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Do-do-do, thriving. Yeah. Whenever I hear that, I'm always like, yeah, let's thrive. Let's thrive by rewiring our brains. They are, I think it's Greg Braden who calls it soft technology. So your brain is soft technology. So my computer that I'm have in front of me that I'm talking to you through is like hard technology. Like we've wired it, bzz, 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 we can get viruses, we can download things, we can upload things, we can talk to the world. This thing, this body, this brain is a soft technology, the way he describes it, and it has programming. And maybe I think it's interesting that this, the era that we're in now with radio waves and the internet and computers is actually easier for us to understand how we can make changes to our brain than maybe before we had all this technology. Maybe that's just me, but I'm thinking, if you think there's software running in the background of your head, it's like that stuff that when your phone is, you're like, why is my phone so slow? Because there's stuff running in the background. And you can delete it, you can change it, you can turn it off. We can understand that concept on a computer. So under our heads, we can do the same thing. We don't always believe it. And I think it's because it's not as easy as just hitting the delete button, hitting the reset button, hitting the restore to factory settings. Imagine if you could restore to factory settings. Well, you'd have to learn to walk and talk again. But if you could keep your wits about you, you might be able to decide intentionally what you wanted to program with your brain with. But you don't have to do a factory reset. You can actually just do it now by using, I call it mantra because I love mantras. I've used Sanskrit mantras, I've used languages I don't know mantras. I've used English ones. I've used ones that made sense. I've used ones that just came to me in a dream, you know. And I've chosen my mantras in the past. I know, Danielle, factory reset. Can you imagine? I've chosen my mantras by whether they felt right. So I'm very kinesthetic. When I ask my higher self, my all-knowing soul purpose person entity, soul purpose energy, I don't know where it is. It's somewhere. Maybe it's everywhere. It's everywhere all at once. And I ask it questions and I ask it yes or no questions. I've talked to this on some podcasts. I don't think I've talked it on this, spoken about it on this podcast yet, of how to tap into your higher knowing, higher learning. Maybe I will take note of that and talk about it at another time. But when I learned to tap into my knowing, my answers come as a physical sensation. And they make me slow down, which I thought was hilarious. It's like you're going to make me just like pause and ground before I ask you. Yeah, I know. I can't rush the answers. My higher self is saying, we're going to make her slow down, damn it. So I get these answers as a physical, in a physical way. My friend who taught me to read Akashic Records gets visuals. So when I'm, yeah, no, you can't rush answers. When I'm choosing mantras, I just tune into how I feel when I'm thinking about the repetition of that. Does it feel like that is raising my vibration? Is making me feel good? Is it lifting my joy? Is it lifting my happiness? Joy bubbles is a term that I coined at one point. I was teaching Tai Chi, and it's like this. It's not traditional Tai Chi. It's taught with music, and it's like a fitness class. You just follow the instructor. You don't have to learn anything. And it's not about precision. It's about feeling the energy and moving and having a good time. I tell jokes too, by the way. I can't help myself. But one day I was teaching, and just these bubbles of joy were coming out of me. I thought I was going to cry. I was just so happy. I was like, that's what I want to feel like. That's what I want my brain to feel like. And so when you're searching for some repetition of something, to you don't have to try and figure out what your old mantra is, what your old story is, to rewire it. So I just wanted to put that in there. If you want to take that time to sit with yourself and find out what your story is, what you might already even know. Or if you don't know, ask somebody close to you because they probably know. At least they'll know what the outward expression of it is. So you don't have to know what your old story is if you want to change your brain. All you have to do is decide what you want your new one to be. So maybe you like, it's a beautiful day and I'm okay. So you just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. Repeat it with intention. I think it was last week I said to take 5 minutes to meditate. That's the perfect time to do mantras, by the way. I used to do mantras the whole time when I started meditating a long time ago. When I first learned, it was you did mantras while you're sitting there, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum and Sat Nam, and oh, I can't even remember them all at this point. And they all have their own energy. Sometimes you do them out loud, sometimes you do them quietly. If it feels and powerful for you to do it out loud, do it out loud, right? Some mantras ask you to do it out loud. That's like Sat Nam. You do 5 minutes out loud, 5 minutes whispering, 5 minutes in silence, and then you go in reverse. And I'm sorry, my thing is beeping. I'm just going to turn it down. So the idea is that your mantra should be something that makes you feel good. And if you like doing it out loud, then go to town, right? Go to town. Now, they're not all spiritual woo things, right? You know, would you think it's a beautiful day and I'm okay as a woo mantra? Just sounds like something uplifting to say to yourself. I've got one right here in my calendar. I just was looking in my calendar during the break. I am worthy. I am deserving. There is abundance. What is for me is for me. You can just do, I am worthy and I am deserving. I am worthy. I'm deserving. I'm worthy. I'm deserving. I'm worthy. I'm deserving. There's a book that I didn't read the whole thing. I have a confession to make. I often read the first half of a book, except for murder mysteries, because I want to know who did it. And I am not an end of book reader. I need that. I don't, that author worked hard to write the whole plot. Don't go to the end. But self-help books, I'll often read the beginning or the first half of it and get what I need. And I'll put it down for months or years until I go back to it again. Sometimes I don't go, or I shouldn't say never, because I'm still alive. You never know, I might go back. So there's a book called Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. Can't remember the author's name. You can Google it. But he's basically talking about how terrible he was feeling. And then one day he just realized that if he didn't do something, he might not survive it. So every single day he would look himself in the eye in the mirror, which if you've ever actually looked at you can look at yourself, but if you ever actually looked yourself dead in the eye in the mirror, first time I did it, I was like, whoa, whoa, that was a bit weird. But if you practice it, you get used to it. I was like, why would it be so weird to look at yourself? I guess I'd never done it. I was always looking at, you know, whatever. But he looked at himself in the eye every day in the mirror and said, I love you. I love you. I love you. When he's walking down the street, I love you. I love you. I love you. When he's drinking his coffee, when he's driving his car, anytime he wasn't doing anything, he had that mantra going in his head and still until it started to shift him. And his whole book is about how it did shift him and how it saved his life. So I am worthy. I am deserving. If that is a mantra that works for you, grab it onto it and use it. Use it every moment of every day. Now, that doesn't mean you have to walk around, you know, like a zombie with a mantra playing in your head. You choose how much you want to have that repetition going on. He sounds like he was an all-in kind of guy. When I do mantras, I usually just do them in the morning. When I'm doing my morning routine, unless during the day I have a pause, I go, oh, I think I just want to say this again a little bit right now. And you will feel into how it's going to work for you, how that repetition will start to rewire the inner dialogue, the inner voice that you've got playing. We're never actually alone in our heads. There's always voices on in there, aren't there? Or is it just me? There's always a conversation going on in here, even if I'm not involved. You know, it's like thoughts come unbidden. They right? Danielle has voices. Good. I'm glad it's not just me. Thoughts come unbidden. Conversations are happening between characters in your head. Why don't you just become the director a little bit, you know, you get back into the dressing room. You're not allowed out right now. You, I want you to do this, you know, start directing the characters inside your head and don't let the monkeys run the circus. That's a good one. This is the program that we have, the programming that we have is came to us likely, unless you've done work already, unintentionally. it just came to us through experience and finding ways to navigate life, to be able to grow up and become a semi-functional human or a fully functional human. So now is your chance to decide something different, to change the programming. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that right after the break, my friends. So stay tuned. There's more awesomeness coming your way. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. If you're listening live, come to the chat room. I'll see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Do, 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 do. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for waiting. I know if you're like me, so I have the let go of being right. I also have the somewhere around here about being patient. Because I'm like, okay, let's get on with it. Let's hear the good stuff. So thanks for hanging out through the take me to bed commercial. I always laugh when I hear that one. I don't want to imagine what that is. So yeah, Heather, this is Illuminate Your Worth. We're talking about rewiring your brain and the soft technology of your brain and how freaking powerful is that thing. Like, we are in the world trying to create computers that are as smart as us. They may be faster than us. They may be able to compile data better than us. And if you've ever used ChatGPT or Perspectives or any of those AI things, they seem pretty miraculous, but they're not very creative. They can only regurgitate what they take in, right? They can't make these leaps of things that our human brains do, this soft technology. They can't, they just don't have, and I don't know if I want them to have that ability. Has anybody seen the movie Terminator? I'm just saying. But this is about rewiring your brain and how it's not this weird sit on a cushion, you know, chant mantras with smudge and incense and things going. This is just about the inner radio station that you've got playing. And if it's a station that is telling you how amazing you are, or if it's a station that's bringing you down. And you may not have tuned your station yourself. Somebody may have set the tuning for you and then tell you that you could change it when you were tired of that story. So I'm here to tell you, if you're sick of that station, you can pick up the remote and you can change the station. Who remembers before there was remote controls and the remote control was the kid? My dad would say, go change the channel. I was the remote control. So mantras are more like mental habits, right? The mental habit of how you speak to yourself. Yes, the youngest kid is usually the remote. I was the oldest kid, so I just was more mobile than I guess the other three for the first few years. Danielle was the remote control. So think about mantras as mental habits. And we know that habits take some time to become habits. There's, it takes a while for things to just become so natural and ingrained that you stop thinking about them. The habits of the it's a beautiful day and I'm okay. I'm sure my friend now just it's just constantly playing in her head. She took those few months to practice saying it to herself regularly to install that software, to install a new habit. Like think about, I think it was last week I was talking about, I'm installing this new habit of drinking water. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Like 2 liters for the day. So it's still a fairly new habit that I'm building. So I'm intentionally every day saying, what do I have to do today? Oh, yes, I'm going to drink 2 liters of water. Where when it becomes natural, you don't have to think about it. When it becomes natural, it just is constantly on. So you're going to choose a mantra for yourself. And if it's a night, if you've got an I'm not good enough, or the who do you think you are, you could just flip it if you want and say, I am good enough. I think I'm amazing. I'm bright and shiny. I deserve abundance. There's a mantra that I heard from Jim Fortin, if anybody knows who he is. He is a coach that I did some work with, and his is, let me just see if I have this right. Everything is, always has been, and always will be fine. Everything is, always has been, and always will be fine. So we get into these moments where we start thinking about all of the potential terribles of a situation. I even see it, here. So I'm flying to go on vacation. And there's news reports coming out about the flight attendants possibly going on strike. So you could become one of those people who's like, oh my God, they're going to go on strike. I'm not going to be able to go on my trip and start figuring out. And, plan Bs are always nice. Or you could be the everything's fine. Everything's going to be fine and turn out. Everything's going to be fine. Everything will turn out okay. It will be what it will be. Maybe they will be on strike and you'll have to adjust. It's like lost luggage. They lost your luggage. Do you freak out and everything is terrible, or you just figure out, well, I guess I could just go buy a toothbrush and some clean underwear and get on with my day. So the mantras are design a mantra for yourself so you can have a phrase that just kind of sets the tone for you, like it's a beautiful day, or everything's fine, or I'm okay, or I am worthy. And then you try to tie whatever your mantra is to a feeling. So if I just say, I'm worthy, 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 I'm worthy. That's not going to be as effective as when I say it, feeling what it feels like to be worthy. Everybody, and feelings are hard to describe. It's, the human language is an amazing, amazing thing. We have this ability to share ideas and thoughts and communicate. But at the same time, we're limited. Because it is so hard to really capture the essence of a feeling. And the senses that we have, I mean, we've come to realize that even the senses between people are different. Some people think cilantro tastes like soap. Some people like me thinks it tastes delicious. It's the same plant. But it's like this intake of it, the way we're built is slightly different. So the feeling, your feel, cilantro is not evil, Danielle. I love cilantro. Anyways, you can send me your cilantro. So if you've gone through this realization that you have some background static, background station in your head that isn't the greatest, and you want something different, when you pick it, I want it to be something that you can tune into what the feeling is you want to go with it. So a beautiful day and I'm okay. Yeah, that feels good. Like I want to just go out and walk into the sunshine, smiling and happy. Everything is, always has been, and always will be fine. For me, that feels long. I like mine to be shorter, but if you like that longer one, you can use that one. The I'm worthy and I'm deserving. I'm worthy, damn it, and I'm deserving. I have one that I've been using lately called I am the fire, I am the roots. I lead, I build, I rise. I am the fire, I am the roots. I lead, I build, I rise. And I feel this power inside of me of the leader, of the person who is intended to stand up wherever and just shine my light. I lead, I build, I rise. I am here to shine a light. So that is the mantra I've been using lately. I say it to myself in the morning and then whenever I think of it. You can use it when you're brushing your teeth. Brush your teeth. You don't have to sit. Don't say it out loud if you're brushing your teeth. That might get a bit messy. I just can't, all these spots on the mirror. No. Just say it inside your head. If you walk anywhere, you could say it while you're walking. Instead of having headphones on, instead of listening, like I know I love to listen to audiobooks and podcasts and things when I'm walking, but sometimes I will choose to walk. Well, sometimes I'll still wear headphones, but I won't have anything on. I'll just have the headphones in. It's kind of like an earplug, but still maintaining awareness of my surroundings because I'm focusing on this mantra that I'm saying to myself. I lead, I build, I rise. I lead, I build, I rise. And feeling the feeling. So for habits, for our human bodies, the best way to install a new habit is to attach it to a feeling you want to have, a feeling that you like having. So people who hate exercising and go, ugh, I have to go to the gym and I have to work out. That's going to be hard for them to make that a habit, isn't it? It's like they have to drag themselves there. It's like trying to get a kid to do the dishes. But if you're like, oh my God, I get to go to the gym, I get to go and exercise and make my body feel good, that's going to be way easier to install that habit, isn't it? I even tried for a little while. Maybe I should try it again because I am that kid and I'm still the grown up who doesn't like to do dishes. I get to do dishes. Yay. But it was a very artificial yay. I'll try to install a good feeling of doing the dishes. Yay. If my parents are listening, they're probably laughing because I still don't like to do the dishes, even as a grown-up. What I'm trying to say is make your feeling authentic. Make it a feeling that you can tap into. So when you are sitting somewhere and you're feeling your old radio station come back in, you don't even have to say your mantra. You could just come to that feeling and the mantra will start to play for you. How cool would that be? Put it on autoplay. The autoplay, that's what we want our mantras to be. And we become the things that we repeat. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in a moment. We're going to talk about how the repetition of the things we do becomes who we are and our identity. We're going to go on another quick break, my friend. We are talking about mantra magic, rewiring your brain for the way you want your brain to work. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Heather Stewart, your transformation guide on Illuminate Your Worth. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Well, I was just taking a drink of tea. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for waiting patiently. I'm learning patience. I always thought I was a patient person until someone pointed out to me that I wasn't. I was like, wow, you're right. thanks for hanging out and being patient, friends. If you are still here, I appreciate you taking some time to listen and maybe take some of these steps I'm inviting you to take. Take some of them. Try them out. See how they work. Send me comments on how they're working for you. And if you are liking the show, 5-star reviews are always welcome. Always, always, always. Even less. But I prefer 5 stars. Let's be honest. And if you have questions, comments, go over to heatherstewart.coach. You can find things over there that you might enjoy. And send me an email if you want. info@heatherstewart.coach. You can find me on WhatsApp. My new website, which should be coming pretty soon. We'll actually just have a direct link to my WhatsApp. So you'll just be able to pop right in there. So your background noise, your background radio station, the mantra that you play for yourself that you didn't even know you had. Once you know something, you can't unknow it. This is why I avoid some things in life. I avoid overexposing myself to things that I know will really negatively impact me. I mean, I'm informed on what's going on in the world, but I won't watch the endless news coverage because it's so sensationalized now. I feel like it's less about informing you and more about impacting you, like trying to make you feel something for no apparent reason, because most of the stuff you can't do anything about and you can't unsee things. So I'm careful about what I feed into these eyeballs because I can't unsee things. So once you see and are aware of a background program running in your head, even if you can't hear it clearly, but you know that that's underneath the static, it's there. This is your chance. You can't unsee it. This is your chance to change it. This is your chance to have a different wiring. So we were talking about things that you repeat enough create your identity. So think about this. I walk around life telling people I'm a ginger. Now I am a ginger, but it's like, okay, so she identifies as a redhead and you become that redhead. People walk around as, think about your job or a career. For a long time, I walked around as I'm an accountant and that was my identity. That was the programming I had in my head. I'm an accountant. I'm an accountant. I'm an accountant. This is what I do. I rewired it and decided I wasn't an accountant. Well, I still have the knowledge, but that's not my identity any longer. So you can change your identity by rewiring what you say to yourself, because what you say to yourself and what you say out loud creates this identity. crazy, isn't it? I just had a little pause there. That's pretty crazy. So if you want to be something different, then say it to yourself and feel the energy of that and live that identity. Be that energy. And one of the easiest ways to create this new habit, I mean, I've alluded to it a little bit. I think it's James Clear calls it habit stacking. Put it with something that's already a habit. Brushing your teeth. It's already a habit. So you're brushing your teeth and you're saying your new mantra to yourself. You're making your coffee and you're saying your mantra to yourself. You're maybe meditating and you're saying your mantra. You're taking a walk and you're saying your mantra. And what I'm going to invite you to do is do this for 30 days straight. I know I'm asking a lot. Am I really asking a lot? If you're scared, go back and listen to the transformation episode. There's nothing to be scared of because it'll be so subtle and so gradual that all of the people who need to adjust to the person that you are becoming will be able to follow you along, right? A mantra is the easiest way to create transformation for yourself in these little baby steps, in these little subtle background ways where somebody just says to you one day, wow, you just seem so much happier than you used to. You seem so more alive than you used to, and they're going to appreciate it. You don't have to tell them how you did it unless you want to. I tell everybody how I do things. That's the way I'm wired. I'm a teacher down at the heart. I've been teaching people since the age of 6, apparently, and taught my sister to write her name. As soon as I learned how to write my name, I had to teach somebody how to write my name, how to write their name. So I want you to use this power of repetition. This is such an easy step for you to create something new for yourself. I want you to take a few minutes every day. Take a breath and really think about what is it that I want for this life? It's not too tall an order. You got time. You got time. Don't worry. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you are willing to try something different and to see what it feels like to step into your own brilliance, your own power, your own light, your own purpose, your own meaning, because all of that is so important. I had a coach once say to me that it was incredibly selfish of me. He was trying to tell me that I needed to get out and coach people. It was so selfish of me to not share my gift, whatever it was, because people needed it. So there's something that you have that people need, and you can think of it as selfish or not, but there's something that people need from you, and it's unfair to them and to you to keep your light dim. So thank you for trying. Just even little experiments. Every experiment you do, even the ones that don't work, are going to change your trajectory. So just try 30 days. It'll be easy. It'll go like that. It'll be over in a flash. And you could even do a little experiment to write down on the first day what you feel like. And then don't look at it again until the end of the 30 days. But give it a go. What could go wrong? What could go right? Even better. My friends, I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Wherever you're listening, give us some love. Give us some hearts. Can't wait to see you again. We will see you again next week. Take care, my friends, and take care of yourself.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.